praise the Lord. What a powerful name. At the name of Jesus, everything has to bow. Amen. All right, you may be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. How many of you ever gone on a trip with your family? And it wasn't long before you, as a kid, said, are we there yet? Or when you became parents, they've said, are we there yet? I used to say that to Dad. Dad, are we there yet? He said, no. I said, well, how long is it going to be? He said, well, about 3 shakes of 2 dead donkey's tails. That was my dad. He would say stuff like that. He also, we drove a lot, many miles in the car with him, because we were traveling to preach even before started school, and then after we started school all summer. And we'd just be riding along, be quiet, nobody saying that. All of a sudden, he'd just go, wah! You're sitting there about half asleep. You almost jump out the window of the car. But it made the trip interesting. So, you know, I saw this at the last hotel we was in. I saw this as a little deal there, and it says getting there. And it was talking about getting to, more hotels and staying there. But I wonder today, are we there yet? If we're not, we need to get there. You know, in life, as we live here for God, we're always on a trip to get somewhere. You know, getting where God wants us to be spiritually. Getting to a new level of growth in God. You know, get into a place of fulfilling what we feel like God wants us to do. Getting to the place of peace. You know, there's some people that are born again, but they don't live in peace. You know, so actually, we're all on this spiritual journey. A spiritual journey of knowing more of God's word. A spiritual journey of being led by the Spirit. A journey of developing new behaviors and new attitudes. You know, a journey of walking more and more in love toward our fellow man and toward God. A journey of developing our faith. You know, we need to always be developing our faith. It's not something that just stays. If you don't use it, it's not there. A journey of developing where we're supposed to fit in the body of Christ. See, everybody is not going to be called to be a minister. Everybody's not going to be called to be a pastor or evangelist or a missionary. But God is going to put people in places all over. He wants people all over. He wants people in the what we would call the political field. He wants people to be attorneys, doctors, mechanics, engineers. You just name it. God wants his people in every walk of life. And if you've ever noticed, a lot of you, when you start thinking about what you want to do, a lot of you have certain talents in certain areas. That's probably where you should go and get in and work, because that's where you can be effective. Some people on their journey, though, they always want to get in on somebody else's road. No, stay on your road. Now, when I was running track in high school, when you step on that track to run my 220 or 880 relay or 100 or whatever I was going to do. Most time I ran the 220 and the 880 relay. That's yards, because y'all all know meters now. I don't know. It's just changed. I think it's 800. They call it the 800 meters. We call it, or they call it the 1500 meters or something. We called it a mile. 440 was all of what it was around the track. But you know, when you got on there, you had a lane, and you stayed in your lane. Now, I tell you what, it's easy. It's sort of shorter around the inside. That's why they do the staggered start, because of the outside, you were out there. Most guys don't like to draw the outside. When you draw that lane and you're way out here and all these guys are behind you, you really don't know where you're at until you come in the two, you come off of that corner and start down the straightaway is where you know where you are. And if you're not blowing out as hard as you can go, sometimes you think you're doing good, and when you turn that corner, there's four guys in front of you. You know, you got to stay in your lane is what I'm trying to say. If you're going to get there, you got to stay in your lane. If you're going to get to your destination, you got to stay on the right road. You can't get on another road. You know, as we are completing this journey of life, both naturally and spiritually, because today I'm talking on two prongs. I'm talking the spiritual and the natural, and both of them, you work them both together. And if you're going to be strong spiritually, you got to have discipline. If you're going to be strong in the natural, you got to have discipline. You see, you know, in the middle of the journey, see, when you start out to be an athlete or whatever, start out to be a doctor or whatever, in the middle of that, you sometimes wonder, why am I doing this? Because it's not easy. Well, you got to remember the destination, the goal. That's we need to remind ourselves all the time about the fact that if we want to get to where we want to be, we're going to have to stay on the road. When you don't like it, when everybody else doesn't think it's a good idea, if God said it, then you do it. When you just don't travel that road when everything is, all the circumstances are just really good. No, it doesn't make any difference. Bad circumstances, bad situations, you still stay on the road to get there. Hello? You know, everybody is on this journey, this spiritual journey, this natural journey, and we're all at different places, different areas, different levels. And your journey may not be going as quick as you like it to, but hey, stay with the journey and you'll get there. You have to understand that you need to get where you're supposed to be naturally and spiritually by traveling the road of life. Now, the road of life is not made up as a superhighway. Sometimes it's like a two-lane road, and your progress is slow. Sometimes it's like a country road that has ruts and bumps. You know, it's not even paved. You ever found that as you're traveling the road of life? Have you ever found that to be true? Or is it always smooth and straight, and you can see a long way down the road? No, as you follow God in your spiritual journey to get there, sometimes you don't know what's over the hill. You don't know what's around, because you can't see around the corner. But you keep on going. Because the destination is worth the endurance. It's worth enduring. Now let's look at a guy in the Bible. A guy by the name of Abram, that later become Abraham. Let's look at him. He went on a journey. In Genesis 12. Genesis 12. Let's look at this. This is interesting. Genesis 12. I give everybody a chance to turn there. Or find it on your phone. I see some people find it on their phone. All right. Then the Lord told Abram, leave your country, your relatives, your father's house. Go to the land I will show you. I will cause you to become the father of a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous. I will make you a blessing to others. I'm reading the New Living Translation. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham departed as the Lord instructed him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran, and took his wife Sarai and his nephew Lot and all his wealth, his livestock, all his people who had joined his household at Haran, and finally arrived in Canaan. Now, Abraham here, God gave him instructions to move. And he obeyed him. It says, you know, I'm sure that as he traveled there from the Ur of Chaldees, that would be over there where Iraq and all of that is and so forth. He traveled through part of what would be southern Turkey and then finally ending up in Canaan. But I want to tell you what, I'm sure and I know that there was dry spots, there was hard spots, there was mountains to negotiate, and I'm sure the weather wasn't always pleasant, and I'm sure there were rivers and ravines to be crossed or somehow got around. But I want to tell you what, the journey might not be fun, but I want to tell you what, it's necessary if you're going to get there in your life. You know, I challenge you, make the journey, reach the destination. Now, but there is a final destination that we're all going to try for, but there are destinations in between that we need to go to. You know, some people enjoy the journey so much that they're not concerned about a destination and they don't make much progress. But there are other people that are so destination-minded that they don't enjoy the journey. But you don't need to make a choice. Enjoy the journey and reach your destination. Really, this is what God wants. Now, look at this. It says, Abram went on a journey as he was instructed. First of all, he might have been like all of us when God told him to leave. And God said, you know, he said, I will bless you there. Well, Abraham, he was probably like one of us. Well, God, why can't you're everywhere. Why can't you just bless me here? There are some times that people do that here today. They want God. God wants them to go somewhere else and do something else or stay where they are, but move to another destination in their journey, with spiritual journey. And, God, I'm enjoying this. Let me stay here. See, but wait, actually, if you'll study, you'll find out that the reason God told him to leave Ur of Chaldees was that actually he was surrounded by idol worshipers. See, in Joshua 24:2, Joshua said to the people, this is what the Lord God of Israel says. Your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River and they worshiped other gods. God told Abraham to leave because that society was not good. He also moved away, if you notice, he moved away from his relatives. Partly because his relatives were trying to push on him. And he actually came to Canaan to be free to worship his God. Sort of sounds like the pilgrims. See, the young people don't know nothing about it. They don't teach that to them in school anymore. But they came to America for religious freedom. I wonder if we're still going to have it. I don't know. We better pray. You know, I'm sure as he took off on his journey, after a little while, you know, after the passing of time, sometimes the excitement of the journey wears off and you begin to get a little weary. And, is this journey really necessary? You know, maybe we just stop here. Here's a good place. Why don't we just stop here? That's not what God said. You know, perhaps even his herdsmen were taking care of the cattle and the sheep and so forth. They might have said, oh, hey, Abraham, let's stay here. Man, there's a lot of good green grass. There's a nice water. This is a great place. And you may get to some of those places in your journey, naturally and spiritually. But if it's not where God wants you to ultimately be, it's not a good place. He pressed on to get there. You know, in Philippians 3:14, Paul says he presses on to get where God told him to be. It took effort on his part. It will require effort on our part. The great American Martin Luther King Jr. said this, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. That is a great statement. That man had a lot of great things that he said. And if you're spiritual enough to look into what he really said, he had both a spiritual and a natural meaning in it. If you'll just study why he was saying that. You know, Abram at that time, his name was changed to Abraham later. He started on his journey and he finished his journey. Many people start on their journey, but they never finish their journey. It's important that you get there. You know, one step at a time. One level with God at a time. You know, there in the Word of God, it talks about the prophet Elijah. God told him, go there and I'll feed you. To that certain brook. You can go read it over. He said, go there. Well, why can't I go over here to this brook? Well, he could have went over if he wanted to. God wouldn't stop him. But that's not where the raven was going to bring the food. The raven was going to bring the food there where God said to go. And then he told him to go somewhere else. But it was there where God told him to go. That there was provision. Finally, he was up on the mountain and there was a great wind and there was rain and there was all kinds of stuff, earthquake, fire and everything else, but it said God wasn't in it. See, if that had been today, the first time somebody saw something, they would have run off after it. But it's not there. There is where God told him to be. There is where he was going to be met. You see, you need to learn to be at your there. Don't let something get you sidetracked. The enemy will do everything he can to get you on a detour in your life's journey, spiritually and naturally, to get you out of where God can bless you. You know, circumstances sometimes will try to push you out, away. You know, but it's there is where you're going to be blessed, where God has told you to come. And I think that already some of you that are coming in to be students, because this is where God told you to come, you felt like this is where God wants you to be, then it's here that you're going to get blessed at Rhema, not going off to some other church, not going off somewhere else. Be here. If God called you to Rhema, then you be in Rhema Church. I'll say that again to all the students. But some of you, if you feel like God has got you here, then stay here. Stay there. There's where the blessing's going to be. Get there. You know, I can't tell you how many places I've been to get there, which is right here. You know, we've had many opportunities to go another direction. But if I had, I wouldn't be here. Hello? If I would have gone out and I went and tried out for some churches, but I didn't go there. And I didn't want to leave Southside. But God said to come here. And so I stayed here because this is where I got blessed. You see, you've got to learn that God says he will bless you when you do what he says to do in the word. Now, some of you, he's leading, guiding you to different things. I'm not talking just a minute. I'm talking about you. You may be in a workplace and you may not like it and so forth, but God may have you there. Stay steady. There may be an advancement for you. You don't know. See, you got to learn to listen to the Spirit of God on the inside of you. The Spirit of God on the inside. Even when other jobs are offered, pray and ask God and make sure that you do the right thing. Hello? Come on now. Here he said he called him to Canaan. Why did he call him to Canaan? Number one, so he could worship God freely without any obstacles. Also, the Lord told him that he would be the father of many. So, and will make a great nation. So he was going to a place where his descendants could live. It's important to be where you're supposed to be. To get to here, where I am today, it was a long journey. And it wasn't that much fun in some times. Now, I'm here, but I want you to notice the track. Why did I have to leave school in my senior year and go for 3 years in the Army? Then I finally became associate pastor. Everything was fine and everything was going good. And God said, leave. I said, God, this don't sound right. But it took a while and took an accident. It almost cost me my life. Hello. We were on a field trip. I was going back to finish my, at the school, Southwestern Assembly of God University, and we were on a field trip. I was taking at normal psychology class. We were going to Russ State Mental Hospital for a field trip, and the driver of the van, he lost control of the van, and we rolled three times. And when we come to a stop, there was about 13 of us in there. And they're supposed to have 15-passenger van, they call it. When it ended up, everybody's on top of me. I'm laying, my head is on the grass in the ditch, and my nose is touching one of those posts, that, you know, where the windows are, you know, one of those posts. My nose is touching that. 3 inches the other way, and it'd have been right here, and that'd be all she wrote. And then I had some neck problems and so forth. And when I was laying there on that bed, I heard the Spirit of God, and I didn't hear no voice, but inside of me say, when are you going to obey me and do what you're supposed to do? I said, okay, Lord. Don't get there. And I departed from being associate pastor of the church I was supposed to take over. But it took a moment. It was a moment of obedience and a moment of faith. Because it takes faith to step out. When you don't know what the future is, all you know is that you're told to go there. It's a moment of stepping into new things. You know, many people have heard people God talk to them, but they're waiting around for the right time. Let me tell you what, if God tells you to do something, you better move then. Don't move later. We got to realize the importance of feeding on the Word of God, speaking the Word of God, to continue our journey to arrive at our different destinations on the journey. You know, the Hebrews 11:8 says, by faith, Abraham obeyed. It takes faith to obey the promises of God. It takes faith to step out into new things. It also takes faith to stay where you are till God says something else. You know, many times you take a vacation and you have many different destination stops. I remember when I was in the seventh grade, we took the only vacation that I ever took with Dad and Mom, because we were always preaching. But we preached our way to Niagara Falls and preached our way back. And on the way, of course, Dad knew all of these people, and from the healing revivals, and so we stopped in Des Moines, Iowa. On the way, we had preached somewhere, and we stopped and went to Oral's meeting in Des Moines, Iowa, and then I think on the way back we stopped in Indiana, Gary, Indiana, I believe it was, and went to a William Branham meeting. Now, these were destination. Our final destination was Niagara Falls and then back home. But we had several destinations where we'd stop and preach in between to make that route. And we stopped at different destinations. Because you're going to do that in life. You're going to stop at different destinations. But always remember that the place that God is going to bless you is there. So don't dwell too long in the interim destination. Some people get to the point, you know, hey, they believe in God. And God has got them in a good place. They got a good job. They got the church. They got good friends. And now they just sit down and complacent. Hey, you got another destination in your spiritual journey. It's good in the natural to get to that job. That's all those natural things are good, and you want to stay there. But in your spiritual journey, you don't want to stay. You want to continue to develop, continue to go to another there. See, continue to go to another new level of new attitude. Continue to go to there and get another level of enjoying fellowship with God. Some people know God, but they never fellowship with Him. Come on now. They know who He is. Somebody said, do you know so-and-so? Yeah, I know who they are, but I don't know them. There's a lot of people that know who God is, but they really don't know Him. Come on, don't look at me like I fell out of a well. I did. You see, develop an attitude. Develop wanting to go to a new level with God spiritually. Develop another there in your walk of love. Develop another level in fulfilling your life for God. You know, you need to develop an attitude of faith. My dad had an attitude of faith, and I've cultivated it in my journey. I'm still using it. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. We don't quit. We just keep on going and keep on going with God. Because with God, there's always another there. Remember that there's always another there. There's always another there until you get to the final there, and that's when you're with God in heaven. Until then, you need to have the mindset of getting there. I got to get there. I got to get there. I got to get there. I am still getting to there. You understand how what I'm saying? We are always getting to there until the final there. And the final there is when Jesus comes or we leave this world by death. That's the final destination. That's the final there. Thank God for all the theirs that are along the way, because they're important and we need them. But if we're going to get to the final destination, we got to go to this there, this there, this there, this, just keep on going. Anybody get anything out of this today? You know, there's a little chorus we sing. We used to, anyway. Because in getting there, you may find that the journey's hard and there may be some impossibilities. But there's a little chorus of this song. I don't even know what the song is. I remember the song, but I remember this. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible, and He can do what no other power can do. Anybody ever remember that song? I don't know what that's the chorus. I don't even remember the title of the song, but I know the chorus. I've heard that and sung it many times. And hey, that's where we need to get. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? And you get into your there, you may run across one, but it's not uncrossable because God specializes in things thought impossible. Amen. We're not alone. As we make this journey, God is with us. He wants to make a way. He wants to open doors that no man can shut. He wants to take you to places that you never thought of going. I mean, because I've followed Him with my going to my there, I've met people that I never thought I would meet. I've been places that I never dreamed of going. Hello? I've been in homes of stars. On my there, I had the privilege right here in this church of doing Roy Clark's memorial service. and met many entertainers. But I never thought of that. See, you're there will take you places you never thought you would go, will cause you to be able to, in the natural, to do things that you never thought you could do. Because can you see how the spiritual there is connected with your natural there? When you get both of them working together, guess what happens? You become explosive force for God, and you're enjoying the journey as well as being destination minded. Everybody stand. Heavenly Father, I talk to these people for a few moments just to stir up their minds, stir them up to the fact that there's more than what they have right now. There's more than where they're at. There's more theirs to be accomplished. And that's where you want to bless them. Help us all to understand that we never finish our journey to there until we reach the ultimate there. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Everybody bow your heads, please. I never like to have a service. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you're not there. And you need to get there. And I want to pray with you and help you get there. Or if you're here today and you know what it is to serve Christ, but you know you're not where you're supposed to be and you need to rededicate your life, I want to see your hand because I want to pray for you. If that's you, let me see your hand right now so I can pray with you. You need to rededicate yourself to God. You need to know Jesus Christ. You don't know him because you're not there where you need to be. There's where it all started. At that there, at the cross, receiving Jesus Christ is the first there. And after that, there's many more theirs for you. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't see any hands. Father, if there be one person in this place that is not there, it's that at the beginning there. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit would be with them until they go there and receive you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Dan, you got something you want to sing?
And have you got any rivers?
Oh, there was one upstairs. Just keep singing. If you raised your hand or wanted to raise your hand, somebody said there was a hand in the balcony. I did not see it. If you raised your hand, I want you to come down here. I want to pray with you right now. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on down. Come on from the balcony. If you raised your hand, come on. I'm sorry I didn't see it. Come on, come on. I'm going to wait on you. If there's any other people that raise their hand and wants to come, I'm down here. Come on. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on. Come on. There's one in. Come out of the balcony. I shall help you get down here. Here's some more coming. Just come on and stand right here. Stand right here. Praise the Lord. Bless you. Lord bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Anybody else want to come? Come on. This is the time to come. This is the time to come to change your life forever. I'm waiting on you. Is that one coming from the balcony? Can you tell if they're coming or not? Somebody let me know. I don't want to linger too long. Praise the Lord. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for the one to come from the balcony that says no. Anybody else down here, you want to come? Come on. You should have raised your hand, and you know you should have raised your hand. Come on. The Lord is tugging at my heart. There's some more of you. Some of you should be down here. I'm going to wait just a moment on you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I want to pray with you guys. Then I'm going to ask you, let me have your hands, sister. Oh, we got another coming. Praise the Lord. I'm getting too quick. Bless you. Here's another one. Hallelujah. Praise God. I guess I better wait. I better wait. I'm getting too quick here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good, isn't he? He is fantastic. Praise God. He's no respecter of person. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anybody else want to come? All right. I'm going to pray with all you guys. And then I'm going to ask you to go. Come on over here, Greg. I'm going to ask you to go to Greg. With Greg to a place of prayer where you can be prayed with individually. Somebody's there to pray with you. You're going to get some literature and so forth and so on. That place where you're going right now, it we call a prayer room, but on every Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, it becomes a classroom. called Turning Point. You say, well, what in the world is that? Well, it's just a few classes to get your life turned on to God or back on to God, okay? And I'd like to see you there next Sunday morning. Just raise one hand toward heaven as you raise. Say, I'm reaching up to get what I came for. Pray for them. Reach your hands out for them. Heavenly Father, thank you for each of these. Thank you that they will receive everything that they need spiritually as they go to the prayer room. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. All right, turn, see Greg right there. Follow Greg. That's Brother Greg. Follow him to that place of prayer. Get some literature, get some things. Go right ahead. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Now sing.
Have you got any rivers that seem uncrossable? Have you got any mountains you cannot tunnel through? Oh, but God specializes in things thought impossible, and He can do what no other power can do.
Oh yeah, come on, Dan, that's good. Sing it again. I like that.
And
I like
God, any.
There's not anything that God can't or won't do. He will get me across the river. He will get me through the mountain. And I'll reach my there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.